Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no, no. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Today is Veterans Day. Our next tune is dedicated to all those POWs who have suffered for us in the name of freedom, and for every GI who's in harm's way, and for every guy that's going through PTSD. Never forget, you can get a one-on-one session with the man.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Thank you very much. Let's do that last part.
Yeah.
Dear John, oh, how I hate to write. Dear John, I must let you know tonight that my love for you has died away like Christ upon the lawn. And tonight I wed another, dear John. Dear John.
I was overseas in battle when the mail caught up with me, and they handed me a letter. Why, I was happy as could be, for the fighting was all over and the battle had been won. Then I opened up the letter and it started, Dear John.
Dear John, oh, how I hate to write. Dear John, I must let you know tonight that my love for you has died away like Christ upon the lawn. And tonight I wed another, dear John.
Will you please send back my picture? My husband wants it now. And when I tell you who I'm marrying, why, you won't care, dear, anyhow. Now the ceremony has started, and I'll wed your brother Don. Will you wish us happiness forever, dear John?
Dear John.
Boy, did Dear John get the shaft, huh? Well, maybe he didn't. He might have got a break. We'll have to see what happens in the next episode. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We're going to give you a little a Dixieland.
not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Wanna hurt no kangaroo. We're building all American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just see another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, be a pair of shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
But I couldn't take
You know what pitch and toss is? It's a game the kids play. It's played with a coin on a stick. And you flip, it's like flipping a coin, but they use a stick. And that's called pitch and toss. And I guess you call heads or tails. And the reason that I'm telling you that is because I'm about to read you a poem. And the poem is was written by a guy named Rudyard Kipling. And he was a great writer. He's the guy that wrote Jungle Book. He wrote poems called Barracks Ballads. And he loved the common soldier. He was British, and he loved the British soldier. And he wrote things like Gunga Din, Thin Red Line of Heroes, which is a poem about how the soldiers are taken for granted, and they're paid very little, and they're spit upon and looked down upon, except when except when the drums begin to roll, as he would say. He also wrote a poem called If. I'm going to read it to you. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it all on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there's nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can walk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And what is more, you'll be a man, my son. Rudyard Kipling wrote a poem called Come Ye Back to Mandalay, which Frank Sinatra had a hit song with. And he also had a poem about Kabul in Afghanistan. And if you read that poem, you would realize what a great job our warriors did. Alexander was not that great. Alexander got stomped in Afghanistan, and when he left, he was Alexander the Grape. I'll talk to you, boys and girls. Hiya, boys and girls. It's Captain Boycott. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party Book.com. And I just wanted to share this little poem with you. My brother sent it to me. He took it off a wall in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And it's a poem about World War One, and it's written by a Canadian officer and doctor, and who had just watched a young man die, and as he officiated at the burial ceremony, which took place almost at the battlefield, he jotted down this poem. And a mailman had come by, a fellow trooper had come by who was delivering the mail, and he read it to him, and they both felt it was a pretty decent poem. And what happened was he didn't think so he crumpled it up and he threw it in a ditch, and somebody picked it up and they sent it to the London Times, who rejected it, but another newspaper picked it up and printed it, and today it's well known throughout the world. And the poem is called In Flanders Fields, and it's a good reminder, as George Patton says, that the war has been going on since the beginning of time, and war will continue to go on until the end of time. In Flanders Fields. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow. And if you ever seen these little poppies, sometimes outside of churches, veterans sell them to remind you of the losses that we incurred in World War I, along with the Canadians and the British and the Germans and the French. And that was supposed to be the war to end all wars. In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead, short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from falling hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high. If you break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields. So that's from one warrior to another, and you can pass that on through the Spirit of America. Who fears to speak of 98? Who blushes at the name? When cowards mock the patriot's fate, who hangs his head for shame? He is all a knave and half a slave, who slights his country thus. But a true man, like you, man, you can fill your glass with us. We drink the memory of the brave, the faithful and the few. Some lie far off beyond the wave, some sleep in Ireland too. All are gone, but still lives on the fame of those who died. All true men, like you men, remember them with pride. Some on the shores of distant lands their weary hearts have laid, and by the strangers' heedless hands their lonely graves were made. But though their clay be far away, beyond Atlantic foam, it's true men, like you men, their spirits are still at home. The dust of some is Irish earth, among their own they rest, and the same land that gave them birth has caught them to her breast. And we will pray that from their clay full many a race may start, of true men, like you men, to act as brave a part. They rose in dark and evil days to right their native land. They kindled here a living blaze that nothing shall withstand. Alas, that might can vanquish right. They fell and passed away. But true men, like you men, are plenty here today. Then here's their memory. May it be for us a guiding light, to cheer our strife for liberty, and teach us to unite. Through good and ill, be Ireland still, though sad is theirs your fate. And true men, like you men, like those of 98.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside,
to the author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King. From every mountainside, let freedom ring, ring.
Of life in me, and now I can't believe the man I see. With pride I watch you grow up. You my love. I'll have to let you go. I would gladly die if it saves you from the heartache, the fear and all the bad rage that tear your world apart. My son, you faced the truth and you stood tall. But now we face the hardest truth of all. I must say goodbye.
Did you ever see the movie with that comedy actor where he played a guy that was a big liar, and he, in order to atone for his lies, he was given a mindset where he had to say what was on his mind, and he always had to speak the truth? Wouldn't that be great if we could do that with our politicians? Like when you ask them a question, if they're going to lie, they have to sing Sweet Mystery of Life by Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald. And then we all know that they're lying. Like, Senator Schumer, is it true that you held Elian Gonzalez off the ground so you could say that his feet never touched American soil?
Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee. At last I know.
How about Senator Clinton, Secretary Clinton? Did you leave those guys to die in Benghazi?
At last I found thee. At last I know the secret of it all. All the longing, seeking, striving, waiting, yearning.
President Clinton, did you ever love your wife?
At last I found thee. At
last. We could go on. President Obama, how many years ago did you know that this health care plan was a bomb?
Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee.
Admiral Lemon, why are you wearing the congressional earrings of honor?
Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee. At last I know the secret of it all.
Okay, we'll move on. We're dedicating the next tune to those faithful gals who never broke the marriage vow and waited for her man to come home. And so this is for all those sweethearts. And we don't need any more Miley Cyruses. Joe Stafford. She'll tell you how it is. Father, an Irish immigrant, had four sons. One served in the army in Germany, one served in the Navy, one served in the National Guard, and one served in Vietnam. So I'm going to play the family fighting song, and thank God the only fighting we've seen was amongst each other.
From each mountain pass, onward forever in the dawn of war. the O'Neill to Warren is advancing with many a chieftain and warrior clan. A thousand proud steeds in his vanguard prancing beat the borders brave from the banks of the Van. Many a hatch of quail under its cord of mail, deeply the merciless foe man shall rue. When none his ear shall ring, born on the breezes wing, if on out red war cry, O'Donnell the bow. While Leor Desmond the war wolf is howling, fearless the eagle sweeps over the dale, the fox in the street of the city are prowling, and all which care them as banks has slain. On with O'Donnell then, fight the old fight again. Sons of Tyrconnell are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxon feel, errands of vengeance steal, strike for your country, O'Donnell the Bull.
So the big news today is that Pat Tillman was shot by his own friendly fire. And now the left wants it declared a homicide. But 911 was just a coincidence. 911 was just a fender bender. But when a GI gets killed by friendly fire, the Communist Party of North America wants it to be called a homicide. Well, here's my reply to the homicide charges. Soon we will all be Tillmans, not to worry. Everybody is going to get a chance to take a bullet for their country. The Arab world is small change. Wait till you see who arrays against us. Those who pretend to be divided will unite for the kill. Then we will have to defend your country or die. Never can happen has already happened, and war rooms over all the world are planning to destroy the American weakling, and that's how they see us, thanks to slime balls like you. I hope the Iranian student who ran over the 9 draft dodges gets transferred to Yale with a bigger truck. A country who betrays the military will have no military. Let's see you negotiate peace at the cockpit door on your knees, with 2 minutes to go, with a guy who says, shh, it's okay. You better strike back for your country, and you better support your country, or you're not going to have a country. And who's going to take you in, loser?
Come on, you young rebels, and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England to blame, and so I'm a patriot game. It's barely 2 years since I wandered away with a local battalion of the bold IRA. I'd read about heroes, and I wanted the same, to play off my part in the patriot game. This island of ours has for long been half free, six counties are under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and to train, to play my own part in the patriot game. And now as I lie here, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. I wish that my rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold out the patriot game.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag."
my fellow Americans, I have good news and bad news. This is your president. In order to cut the budget and to save money, today I laid off the House and the Senate. That's the good news. And I have other good news. We're doubling the entire military's paycheck. Now the bad news. We're out of beer.
By the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Well, a terrible blight is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer when the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. The veranda for his master he waits, but the boss is inside drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover and he cringes in fear. There's no place for a dog round a pub with no beer. Oh, Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, you're ready, me dear. Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, she lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Here's a dedication to the boys from Tennessee. Yes, how sad. The president has announced that his health care program is in the toilet, so we thought we would cheer him up.
I was all right for a while. I could smile. Tell
upset? How about if you had more oil than Saudi Arabia and the government won't let you drill for it and you're paying almost $3.50 to $4 at the gasoline pump when in 1998 Bill Richardson was Secretary of Energy and the oil reserves were at 65% capacity and oil was $10 a barrel. And we never took advantage of the low prices to stock up. What do you think his theme song would be if everybody knew that?
Looking at it through rolling rushing under my wheel. Looking.
The next tune is it's not a tune, it's a hymn. And it was made by the original cast. It's on a vinyl record. And it was made by the original cast of World War II. So it begins with a tribute to all who fell, and that's Taps, and then you'll hear the Star Spangled Banner. And because it's on a vinyl record, it has 47 scratches in the record. Each scratch equals 8,000 men who died in World War II. So a little, no moment of silence here. It's always a moment of prayer. Nobody's putting a muzzle on any American. It's not playing. Okay. I will give it to you later. I will find that I've got it somewhere else. Let's see what else we got. Here's a girl that used to sing for World War II.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know where.
Oh. What happened? Did I cut it off? No.
We'll meet again. Don't know when. Don't know when. But I know we'll meet again. Some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when. But I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Don't know where, but I know we'll meet again some. seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of 100 circling camps, they have built for him an altar in the evening hues and depths. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Figures you and me, as he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
While God is marching on. feeling comes a-stealing, and it sets my brain a-reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of cotton.
Melody untiring, ain't that inspiring?
Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees, by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever at peace may a wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag. I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
So long, go Sam.
I'm a real live Yankee Doodle. Made my name and fame and boodle, just like Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony.
Say, can you see anything about a Yankee that's a phony?
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'll a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am a Yankee Doodle boy.
Okay, we're going to interrupt this to go on the warpath.
Yeah.
before we sign off. You see what's happening in the Philippines. Philippine people stood with us and took bayonets in the back, giving GIs a cup of water on the Bataan Death March. So whatever you can do to help the Filipinos, God will appreciate it. Secondly, I was looking at the poor guys that came back from Vietnam and how they were spit on and how they were abused and how they were betrayed home by the VC in New York and Chicago and California. They were stabbed in the back. If they were going to do a tribute to the Vietnam veteran, they should have him with 100 knives in his back, because he got killed here in the United States. And as a result of that communist victory, psychological victory, Americans were, they didn't have as much confidence in their military as they had after World War II. And we were always a little bit leery of how we would fare. And when Kuwait came up, we were all sweating out the possibility of a defeat in Kuwait. And surprisingly, there was a tremendous boost in morale after George Bush threw out Saddam from Kuwait. And the people, once again, had renewed confidence in their military. And the military had renewed confidence in themselves, much to the chagrin of the communists in the United States and the draft dodgers. Just because there isn't a draft, it doesn't mean there are no draft dodgers. So the communists that turned around and said Bush didn't go far enough. He should have went to Baghdad and got Saddam. And that was their way of cheapening the victory. Then along comes Bush Jr., and he goes to Baghdad, and he gets to Saddam, hangs daddy, shoots the two kids, and buries them all on Sandal Hill. The cowboy did it, and the communists say that he went too far. These people should be in the Three Bears play, My Porridge is Too Hot. So, and then there's the ones that say we didn't have to go to Iraq, and they got short memories. So I'm going to enliven their memory. And if you want to know where Iraq's weapons of mass destruction are, go to Syria.
A gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash, and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two-engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
So lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard, an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, I mean, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Who brought strife and bright stars through the perilous fight? O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets rang out.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
Thank you.
lonely grave unknown lies the heart that beats so true. He sang faint and hungry among the famished brave, and they laid him sad and lonely within his nameless grave. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for the faded coat of blue. Cried, give me water and just a little crumb, and my mother, she will bless you through all the years to come. Oh, tell my sweet sister, so gentle, good and true, that I'll meet her up in heaven in my faded blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. Though he comes no more, yet my heart with startling beat, with each footfall at my door, I gaze over the hill where he waves a last adieu. But no gallant lad I see in his faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, noble spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll find you and know you among the good and true. When a robe of white is given